escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the holiday weekend. With the 4th being on a Friday, built-in 3-day weekend for a lot of people, and that's good. And for a lot of other people, they've checked out mentally here a couple days ago, don't you think? Larry Richard, along with anchorman David Balderato and our producer Aaron Ferragonio, and from the National Weather Service here in Pittsburgh, meteorologist Jason Frazier. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. So I think for most people's outdoor plans, obviously, tomorrow is the focus. Before we get to that, there is an opportunity, I see, for some thunderstorms popping up late day and tonight.
Yeah, so there's kind of a low probability of seeing a thunderstorm here this afternoon, evening. They're going to be probably pretty isolated sort of stuff, but we're kind of keeping monitoring between like the 2 to 8 p.m. time frame, and if we can get a thunderstorm, there is potential that they could have some gusty wind that has some downburst potential. But again, this is pretty isolated thunderstorm potential. Most people will see just dry weather throughout the evening, but you know, something that for people to be aware of, kind of keep an eye out as they maybe even start some of those holiday activities early.
Yeah, and that said, the big day tomorrow looks summer-like, but doesn't look like any rain, especially for tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's the great thing. Usually when I'm talking to you, I'm talking about more rain, flooding, this and that. So it's nice to actually be able to say, hey, it's going to be dry. It's going to be a wonderful sunny day. You might have some late-day clouds, but temperatures will be generally in the mid to maybe reaching the upper 80s and dry. And that's going to be great news for people taking their outdoor activities. So it's just a good reminder that if you're outdoors for an excess amount of time, just make sure you're wearing those sunscreens and other things so you can avoid any sort of impacts from excessive sun.
And while we have you, let's look at the rest of the weekend. While it looks dry, we're going to go back to the 90s.
Yeah, so we're going to, I wouldn't call it a heat wave, but we're starting to see those warmer than normal temperatures here through the weekend. So temperatures will be reaching the lower 90s by Sunday. Again, we're going to have plenty of sunshine. It's going to be dry. So there might be some more maybe water activities through the weekend that you may want to undertake. Just if you're outside for long periods of time, make sure you're hydrating, give your body a rest. But it should be precipitation-free and just good old warm summer days.
Appreciate the update, and hope you have a great holiday weekend, Jason. Thank you.
Thank you. You as well.
Meteorologist Jason Frazier. Down goes Frazier from the National Weather Service. So there you go, Aaron. You're traveling, and then you have a rare... Is it Monday? The wedding is Monday?
The wedding is on a Monday.
I don't know that I've ever heard of anyone getting married on a Monday.
I also think this is the first of its kind for me. And the main reason behind it being 7-7, was my grandma's birthday. She passed in 2022. So I think when my sister was like, oh, we're going to do the first weekend in July after the 4th, you know what? Let's just do Monday and kind of make it a special thing. So it'll be interesting for sure.
All right. Well, good luck with that. The big story nationally right now is the budget, and they work till 3:20 a.m., got it to the point where they can get a final vote. With the latest, CBS's Jared Hill.
So it looks like President Trump just might get that July 4th signing for this bill that he has, because overnight, within the past, as you mentioned, couple of minutes here, we saw Republicans clearing President Trump's budget bill for a vote on the House floor. We started the night with about a dozen GOP holdouts. In the end, only one, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, voted no.
The resolution is adopted.
A marathon procedural vote on the House floor finally closed after several Republicans switched from no votes early this morning. House Speaker Mike Johnson now optimistic the GOP's massive tax and spend bill could pass today.
We'll be voting, I think, by early morning.
Overnight, President Trump railed against the holdup on social media, posting, "For Republicans, this should be an easy yes vote. Ridiculous." Adding, "MAGA is not happy, and it's costing you votes." The nearly 900-page bill will preserve the 2017 Trump tax cuts, provide tax relief on tips and overtime pay, and increase border and defense spending. But it also was estimated to add trillions to the deficit, a sticking point for fiscally conservative Republican holdouts. It also makes steep cuts to health and nutrition programs for low-income Americans like Medicaid and SNAP, an issue for some moderates in the GOP and for House Democrats.
Every single House Democrat will vote hell no against this one big, ugly bill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Trump is making calls this morning after he already met with some GOP members at the White House yesterday, all in a mad dash to get the bill across the finish line by his July 4th deadline.
CBS's Jared Hill. So we'll continue to follow the vote. And Aaron, again, it may come this morning during the show.
Yeah, I said to you off the air, just the very epic and trying times we're living in right now, with great things and things full of tension. Great challenges full of tension. So it'll be interesting to see if they meet that deadline.
And Colin Dunlap just sent this in to David Balerado, and I said he got a notification from Allegheny Health Network that card payments only at AHN facilities starting July 7th, Monday. AHN will no longer accept cash or check payments for medical services. Interesting. Cards only.
That is interesting.
This is significant, as Colin points out. A lot of particularly older citizens still pay with checks in many cases. But we're moving to a card-only society in many ways. Not sure what prompted this. Cash will still be accepted in areas of facilities that do not provide medical care, such as parking areas, cafeterias, vending machines, and gift shops, may still accept cash. Interesting. Thank you, Colin, who will be in later to work his afternoon shift 2 to 6. Our chance to win tickets to see Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons come into Hines Hall July 20th this summer. Meanwhile, ever been to Chuck E. Cheese? I'll start with you, David. You don't have kids, so I'm guessing.
And plus, when I was a kid, those weren't out yet. By the time Chuck E. Cheese and Showbiz came around, I would have been a teenager.
And Aaron, have you ever been to a Chuck E. Cheese?
Many times.
Well, this is for you. Chuck E. Cheese is expanding for adults.
Chuck E. Cheese has opened an arcade for grown-ups called Chuck's Arcade. They feature a combo of new games and the classics as well. Just like with the original, players win tickets and can trade them in for prizes, and there will still be the iconic animatronic characters. But they won't be performing, just standing guard instead. So far, there are 10 Chuck's Arcades open now in malls across the country, but the company says they have more locations on the horizon. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I got to be honest. I have 3 kids, and you know, with their friends over the years, there were parties, and I didn't like going to Chuck E. Cheese. And then when you think the kids get in those plastic ball bins, and I'm thinking,
is it clean in there?
Come on, man.
Right. Well, Chuck E. Cheese really was hot and like the place for birthday parties at the younger age. So I wonder if they're on to something.
The pizza was good.
The pizza was delicious. I remember that. I'd crave that more than the place itself.
So now Chuck's Arcades, no word on when they'll be opening one in the Pittsburgh area, if ever. But David, would you go if they do? I'm guessing no.
No.
You don't. I don't see David as a Chuck E. Cheese guy.
Same.
Though one of our colleagues here in this building was once was Chuck E. Cheese.
You have revealed a great secret. We also had a producer who used to be a pierogi.
What?
Well, he still is a pierogi.
Yeah. We can't reveal his name.
I understand.
This is the kind of island of misfit toys that we work on. In their former lives, we had Chuck E. Cheese and a pierogi.
Yeah.
Not to mention some others. We also had a pirate parrot at one point.
Love it.
Are you ready for this? Pour It Out for the 86-year-old inventor of the power nap is now taking a permanent snooze. Professor James Moss may not have actually invented napping, but he's the one who popularized the term power nap in the 90s. He died last week in Michigan. He was a social psychologist at Cornell University, did lots of research into sleep and brain function, wrote the definitive book about it, and helped change the way the world thinks about catching Z's.
I would agree. You ever take a power nap, you feel much better than even sleeping for an hour.
Yeah, and a power nap, I think what they do, I know for the University of Pittsburgh football players, it's actually prescribed in, you know, they have dietary exercise, all that. As a power nap is 25 minutes.
Yep.
I may do that now. It is the Big K Morning Show, and we'll keep you posted on that issue at the airport for travelers headed to the airport from the east with Ellen Gamble and the update soon as they can clear that. I just saw a helicopter shot of the bumper-to-bumper traffic and for people trying to get...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get to the airport or get by the airport to get to the city here. It's a major issue today. That said, TSA line, the main TSA is closed, but they have the alternate open and things seem to be moving within just a few minutes at the airport if you are checking in and getting through TSA security. Well, it's finally here, the 4th of July holiday, and for many, it's a great opportunity to get together with friends and family, and obviously, it also, just a heads up, and joining us, Nicole Rochella, who's the communications director with the American Red Cross of Greater Pennsylvania. Wow, that's a big job, Nicole, the whole state.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. It certainly feels like a Friday with a three-day holiday week up since the 4th falls on a Friday. So a lot of people looking forward to this. So you have a list, and I thought this would be great to share, kind of the fireworks, grilling, and picnic safety.
Yeah, you know, you were just talking about all the airport travel and people heading out. People are ready to have fun and celebrate the 4th, but it's so important that we're doing that safely. You don't want, you know, your 4th of July celebrations to end up in an emergency. So the Red Cross is here to, you know, talk about some tips and help you have a safe 4th of July.
All right, with fireworks, it may seem obvious, but since they've been legalized for years now in Pennsylvania, and a lot more people have access to them, but it's important to not have access to young children with these or any children.
Yeah, so our, you know, safety tip, if you can, just leave it to the professionals. Attend one of those great big shows and let the pros take care of the fireworks. If you are going to be setting fireworks off at home, here are some things to keep in mind. You know, keep them away from small children and animals too. You know, it's hard to control those little ones or your pets walking nearby the fireworks. Keep them away. Also, make sure you have water nearby in case something goes wrong. You have it there just in case. And think about this. Do not relight a dud firework. Don't think, you know, it didn't work the first time. Let me try it again. Something may be wrong with it. And again, it's not worth the trip to the emergency room when you're trying to just celebrate the 4th with your family and friends.
Yeah, and I know a lot of places sell kind of a package deal, varying the prices, and some of them are pretty inert but still dangerous, and that's why it's good to have a bucket of water right there if you are going to have adults light off some of those legal fireworks. That said, I'll be grilling tomorrow myself, and I know grilling, 10,000 home fires a year are sparked by bad grills or grillers.
Yeah, so, you know, important to keep in mind that cooking fires are among the top reason that people experience home fires. So it's something so simple that can lead to a tragedy. So first of all, make sure you're always watching the grill. Don't walk away. Don't, you know, put so much trust in it. Make sure you're always watching. Again, keeping kids and pets away. So that's the theme here. And never grill indoors. So that's not, you know, in an enclosed area. That's not in the, you know, camper or a tent. Make sure you're out away from anything that could catch fire. Even thinking about, you know, tree branches that could be nearby or maybe material or something from your home. Make sure you're out in the open so that nothing else can get ignited.
You know, I have a song for grilling. Aaron loves this. Yeah, and while you're doing that, be careful. All right, let's talk about picnic safety. Obviously, a lot of people preparing food for the outdoors. So some simple tips, Nicole.
Yeah, so Larry, what do you have on the menu this weekend? What are you planning for 4th?
Burgers,
July?
Dogs. I don't know. Some of the basics for me. But a lot of people do grilled chicken, steaks. I know Marty, our midday guy's smoking brisket. So the usual things.
Yep. So, you know, important to think about when you're talking about meat, that cross-contamination, raw meat with, you know, getting on other foods is important to think about. But also think about, you know, it's going to be hot. It's, you know, still warm out. So if you're not leaving food in the hot sun, you know, that potato salad, think about what time it went out for everyone to eat and making sure foods are staying cool and you have ice to keep foods at the right temperature too. So these are all kind of things we know, of course, that it's not rocket science, but when you're hanging out with family and friends, sometimes you forget these little things. And, you know, when it comes to food, you don't want someone getting sick. You don't want the grill to end up in flames. All of these things, you know, it just takes one kind of misstep for an emergency to happen. So just want to make sure everyone's got these tips top of mind.
All right, go to redcross.org/summersafety for details. Nicole, appreciate your time this morning. Have a great holiday weekend.
Thanks, you too. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Nicole is the communications director for the American Red Cross of Greater Pennsylvania. We're going to get an update on the issue of traffic heading from Beaver County to the airport with Ellen.
Key and White News Desk, I'm David Ballarato. As you've just heard, drivers headed to the airport from Beaver County need to know that a single lane of the parkway is now open and traffic is starting to move out by the Pittsburgh International 576 interchange. And Ellen Gamble has been keeping us up to date on this all morning long.
Yeah, and it couldn't have come at a more challenging time for anyone trying to access the airport from Beaver County on that expressway. And not to mention all the other people who would bypass that and go to Robinson and then perhaps downtown Pittsburgh. So it may be a while till things get back to normal. We'll keep you posted.
And, of course, we've been telling people for the last week that this is expected to be a huge travel period as well. So then on Capitol Hill, the spending bill with the president's domestic priorities has advanced to a final vote, and that's expected to take place around 8:30 this morning. During the debate, Missouri Republican Jason Smith defended the bill against its Democratic critics, who said it benefits only the wealthiest Americans at the expense of the poor and the middle class.
It's for the people who don't have lobbyists in this town. The farmers, the welders, the waitresses, the nurses pulling double shifts, the truck drivers hauling goods across this country, the folks who work hard, play by the rules, and ask only for a fair shot. And a government that works for them, not against them.
And the big issue has been Medicare, Medicaid.
Well, it's one of the big issues, of course. I mean, looking at from Elon Musk's perspective, for example, he's saying they're spending way too much money than they're taking in, and it's just going to cause things to get even worse. And he's talking about coming up with a third party, an American party versus the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. That's what he was calling it, the American Party.
And he and the president are at odds again.
Yeah.
And there's been talk, I mean, it was loose talk about deporting Elon Musk. So that's a sidebar, though, to the bigger picture. But the running theme people hear are the concern for the Medicaid people. What will they do for health care? So we'll see.
And then a man who was out on bond for a shootout with Homestead police earlier this year is back in custody now after an incident involving Braddock police yesterday. He apparently struck an officer with his car while he was trying to flee them.
My question is, if you shoot at a police officer, why is that person out on the street?
Well, the bond was set at $100,000.
Why is there, firearm and shoot at a police officer, why is there a bond, period? And now you see the result. If I'm a police officer, I'm angry about that in the first place. And I understand it. I know Marty talks about these kinds of things a lot, and it's important. But if you shoot at a police officer, there are a lot of people incarcerated for a lot less. And why was this man out in the street? And let's end on a lighter note. The Furries are in town. We had them in studio yesterday. They're bringing $21 million of spend to our city through this holiday weekend, and they're now in their 20th year.
It's been that long. Wow.
Yeah, and the parade, by the way, is downtown on Penn tomorrow, or Saturday, rather, at 2 o'clock. So if you want to bring the kids, it's actually quite a sight.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.